The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurant Review section, from NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant, food, and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, the Eat Raleigh blog, a local blog whose mission is to explore culture, history, passion, and people of Raleigh through its culinary delights, and the Triangle Food blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Before we get started, here is a quick reminder of what the NNO ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary, 4 stars are excellent, 3 stars are above average, 2 stars are average, and 1 star is fair. First, from the News and Observer, revisiting 3 Triangle favorites, Elaine's on Franklin, Oakleaf, and Sono, published January 1st by Greg Cox. From time to time, I take a break from checking out new restaurants and pay return visits to ones that I haven't reviewed in a while. This time around, I drop in on 3 longtime favorites, Elaine's on Franklin in Chapel Hill, Oakleaf in Carborough, and Sono in Raleigh, with 2 of those undergoing major changes in recent years. Quick author's note, in December 2007, the News and Observer changed their rating systems from a 4-star scale to a 5-star scale. Elaine's on Franklin, 454 West Franklin Street, Chapel Hill. Phone number 919-960-2770. The last review was a 4 out of 4-star rating in 2003. The new review is now a 4 star out of 5. Returning to Elaine's several years after my last visit, and I was shocked to realize even longer since my last review, felt like paying a visit to an old friend. The cozy dining room looked pretty much the same as it always has, from the linen-draped tables to the exuberant, larger-than-life paintings of fruits and vegetables on the walls. But I'm afraid our reunion didn't get off to a promising start. After being seated, several minutes passed before we were greeted by our server, who turned out to be the person who had passed our table a number of times without so much as a quick, "I'll be with you in a moment." Happily, things did pick up after that, as our server proved to be well-trained and efficient, if perfunctory. If the service left me feeling like my old friend had cooled on our relationship, chef/proprietor Brett Jennings and his kitchen crew laid my fears to rest. An amuse-bouche of chestnut bisque served in a demi-tasse cup was a warm welcome, promptly followed by a complimentary bread service, an old-school touch that's sadly seen less and less these days, even in fine dining establishments. Pan-seared duck foie gras, expertly trimmed and served on banana walnut French toast with Vermont maple syrup, made for a starter that was at once elegant and homey. And a first-course special of fried soft-shell crab, it was May and they were in season, beached on a small dune of red cabbage slaw and a splash of Tabasco aioli, was a keeper. My only quibble, with an entree offering of NC wild striped bass with crispy penne, greens, and bacon, is that the presentation included only 3 miserly penne. But a grilled filet mignon served over sautéed greens with garlic escargot butter and flanked by a triangular tower of crispy potato cake scored on all points. A shared dessert, pineapple upside-down cake with basil ice cream, struck a reassuring note that Chef Jennings still has a knack for putting a fresh spin on the classics. It was the perfect finishing touch on a meal that reassured me that my long-standing relationship with Elaine's on Franklin is as strong as ever. Oakleaf, 310 East Main Street in Carborough, phone number 984-234-0054. The last review was a 4.5-star rating in 2012. Their new rating is 4 stars. When I reviewed Oakleaf a few months after the restaurant opened in a converted textile mill in Pittsburgh, I looked and liked the place so much, I renamed it Restaurant of the Year. A friendly, well-trained wait staff, a casually elegant setting, and an inventive, seasonally changing menu that heralded owner-slash-chef Brendan Cox, then a new arrival from Washington, D.C., as a serious culinary talent, all added up to a rare trifecta of an experience I deemed well worth the 45-minute drive. That drive time was cut dramatically earlier this year when Oakleaf relocated to Carrboro. I was eager to check out the new digs, and as you might imagine, my expectations were sky high. I must say I was initially stunned by how dramatically the decor has changed. Pittsburgh's airy, sunlit space couldn't be transported naturally, but the entire mood had been transformed, with the rustic warmth of botanic prints and earth tones giving way to the cool sophistication of bold, abstract paintings and porthole mirrors on midnight blue walls. Still, there's no denying it is a suitably elegant setting for what remains an excellent fine dining experience. The last time I visited in September, that experience started with a complimentary bread service of crusty sourdough and house-cultured butter. Everything that followed lived up to my expectations, with one small exception, which I will address shortly. Chickpea penises, delicately crusted fritters stacked like Jenga blocks on a puddle of smoked paprika creme fraiche, were first-rate. So were deviled eggs, each topped with a flake of applewood-smoked wild salmon. Entrees were also on point. Pan-seared scamp grouper, sandwiched between a cloud of shaved fennel and a fragrant pool of saffron shellfish jus, and roasted Colette steak with smoked marble potatoes and charred Nardello peppers. And desserts maintained the high standard. Maple mascarpone cheesecake with figs and pistachio shortbread, and a witty riff on a dark and stormy cocktail pairing lime chiffon cake and ginger ice cream. As for that one small exception, it occurred during the pasta course. This being Oakleaf, we felt a little splurge between the first course and entrees was in order. Spaghetti, cacio e pepe, and tagliatelle with jumbo lump crab meat, both otherwise flawless, arrived at a temperature flirting with lukewarm and beginning to dry out on top. Clearly, this was not the fault of the kitchen, which brings me to the fact that service doesn't quite measure up to the expectations set by the food and setting, and an attitude bordering on smug superiority doesn't help. A hostess balking at our request for a different table in a dining room that never got half full while we were there comes to mind. And a tip for friendly servers. Bragging to your customers about how much better your restaurant is than a competitor is generally not a good idea. Don't get me wrong, the waitstaff are attentive and reasonably knowledgeable, by and large. But much as it pains me to say it, about what is still one of my favorite restaurants, it could and should be better. Sono, 319 Fayetteville Street, Suite 110 in Raleigh. Phone number 919-521-5328. The last review was a 3.5-star out of 4 in 2008. Their new rating is still 3.5 stars, now out of 5. Talk about change. About the only thing that hasn't changed about Sono since the last time I reviewed the restaurant is the name. Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating a little. The address is still the same, and it's still a Japanese restaurant. But Mike Lee, the owner/chef whose culinary skills mightily impressed me back then, has since pulled up stakes and gone on to open M Sushi, M Coco, and M Tempura in Durham. The new owners are Clean Plate Group, whose eclectic holdings are scattered across the country, from a fish camp in Texas to a Mediterranean cafe in Ohio. Evidently, they believe in local management because they hired a veteran team, including several from An, the acclaimed Asian restaurant in Cary that recently had closed, to run Sono. A key member of that team is executive chef Hyun-woo Kim, who, as I was happy to learn, but not surprised given his resume, is doing his part to keep Sono among the upper echelon of Japanese restaurants in the area. My research took the form of an 8-course grand tasting omakase in late July, which allowed me to sample widely from both sushi bar and kitchen. Both were up to the challenge, as my course-by-course tasting notes, edited slightly for clarity, show. Course 1, seaweed salad. Pretty presentation. Cucumber, tomato, julienne beets, and carrots. Course 2, sashimi. 6 pieces, 2 each bluefin, yellowtail, octopus. Scattered over shredded daikon on a narrow oval plate. Lemon slices, fresh roe, microgreens, sriracha, ponzu, sesame. Colorful, but a bit too busy. Course 3. Torched beef tataki. Buttery texture, spangled with black and white sesame seeds, floating in spicy broth. Inspired by Peruvian triadito, confirmed by sushi chef. Course 4. Handmade pork gyoza. Wrappers dainty, lightly browned, filling typical. Course 5. Yakitori chicken. Crunchy batter. Yakiniku sauce, more sweet than savory. Course 6. Nigiri sushi, otoro, chutoro, uni, salmon belly, snapper, yellowtail, negimaki, all clean, rice proper temperature, lavish selection, highlight of the meal. Course 7. Ribeye, miniature steak, exceptionally tender, served with small molded cylinder of rice, hand-pickled cucumbers. Course 8. Green tea mochi ice cream, maraschino cherry, pocky stick garnish. The dining room has gotten a makeover, yet another change, since last I reviewed Sono. Gone is the sultry vibe with its wall-spanning mural of a reclining woman reaching out for an orchid. In its place, bamboo and samurai prints give a more traditional, but still sleek and chic, feel to the space. The Grand Tastings is no longer offered, according to the menu on Sono's website, but a couple of abbreviated omakase variations are still available. Whether you spring for the omakase experience or go the a la carte route, Sono, for all its changes, still won't let you down. And to quickly review those locations, Elaine on Franklin's is located at 454 West Franklin Street, Chapel Hill, 919-960-2770. Oakleaf, 310 East Main Street, Carborough, 984-234-0054. And Sono, 319 Fayetteville Street, Suite 110, Raleigh, 919-521-5328. Next, from the Eat Raleigh blog, review Rock and Roll's Sushi Express. Published in January, however, Eat Raleigh blog gives neither a specific date nor an author's name. Rock and Roll Sushi is located at 9650 Strickland Road, number 101 in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-803-7926. Sushi has come a long way in the American diet. Once the litmus test of refined palates, sushi has been adopted and assimilated over the years. Case in point, North Raleigh's Rock and Roll's Sushi Express has pivoted on a sushi tradition to cater to an American market. While conveyor belt sushi restaurants are common in Japan, all you can eat is purely and very American. Often the question associated with any type of discount sushi restaurant is a way of asking, "Am I going to be using the bathroom all night because I ate here?" Alas, the sushi at Rock and Rolls isn't going to be hero dreams of sushi, but it isn't going to be the weeks-old gas station sushi either. The endless plates of sushi rolling through the conveyor belt are comparable to your favorite local BOGO sushi joint. As gimmicky as a conveyor belt delivering you an unlimited amount of sushi seems to be, the whole presentation makes the dining experience fun. There's an adolescent-like pleasure opening the window doors at your table and grabbing a plate of rice and fish before it scoots away. But the fun doesn't last forever. Once the rice begins to expand, space in your stomach gets sparse, and your plates are stacked so high that the tower sways, and you notice that some 10 types of sushi rolls have been circling around the belt. In Rock and Roll's attempt to streamline, most of their rolls offer either tuna, imitation crab, shrimp, or salmon, and then some kind of variation of tempura, avocado, and or spicy mayo. It may initially sound like decent selection, but it eventually becomes repetitive as you become more selective about what you shove in your face. However, Rock and Rolls isn't necessarily about quality. It wins you over with quantity. Even being the last table in the line of the belt, the diners before us left us more than enough plates of sushi to grab. A modest selection of desserts traveled through the conveyor belt as well, sending out a random assortment of treats, like my Filipino mom serving whatever she had in the refrigerator to my friends because she wasn't expecting any company. Sweet treats like tiramisu cake, neon pink strawberry mousse, or cream puffs unexpectedly pass by after the line of spicy tuna. The end of the meal provides a moment of unexpected accomplishment and fun as the stacks of used plates stand tall at the table like a trophy, a temporary monument to your enormous appetite. This then turns into a nerve-wracking game of balance as you carefully bust the plates on a tray to the trash station. Nowadays in Raleigh, there are plenty of places to get decent sushi, and Rock and Rolls can add their name to that list. But what those other places can't say is they send their rolls down a conveyor belt. And as silly as it seems, it makes the whole experience a lot of fun. Rock and Roll Sushi is located at 9650 Strickland Road, number 101 in Raleigh. And their phone number is 919-803-7926. Going back to the News and Observer. Is Scratch Kitchen and Tap Room a pub? Asian fare? Turns out it's both, often a fusion of the two. This was written by Greg Cox and published February 5th. Scratch Kitchen and Tap Room is located at 225 Salem Street in Apex. Their phone number is 919-372-5270, and they were rated 2.5 stars. The first thing to catch your eye is the enormous wagon wheel, repurposed as a chandelier hanging from the high wooden rafters. When you take in other details, pendant lighting fashioned from box graters above the long bar, fire burning in a massive stone fireplace, exposed brick walls, sturdy wood beams, wide plank floor. Some of these features are the legacy of the circa 1917 Tobacco and Mule Exchange building, the converted warehouse that has been home to Scratch Kitchen and Tap Room since the restaurant opened in September. But the overwhelming effect of the additions is to reinforce the rustic Americana vibe, tempered only slightly by a few contemporary canvases on the walls and a bank of TV screens over the bar. Just looking around you, you're pretty sure you can guess what's on the menu before you even open it. Then your waiter sets a small dish in front of you. On the dish are warm, moistened washcloths, the kind you're sometimes given at a sushi bar for wiping your hands before a meal. It's a thoughtful touch, but now you're not sure what's in store. Pub fare or Asian? Both, as it turns out, and often a fusion of the two. The menu is all over the map, both literally and figuratively, merrily traipsing from fish and chips to General Tso's cauliflower to shrimp and grits. With separate sections devoted to burgers, bowls, and mac and cheese variations, in addition to the traditional appetizer and entree categories, the extensive menu is an ambitiously broad undertaking. The kitchen is up to the challenge, by and large, though misfires are frequent enough to suggest they've bitten off more than they can chew. house-smoked pimento cheese wontons, neatly arrayed like an armada of sailboats on a river of red pepper jam running the length of a long rectangular platter, are a delightful starter. So are pork belly bites with a Thai chili hoisin glaze playing counterpoint to the crispy, chewy cubes of porky goodness. The California round is more than acceptable. You'll find a play on a sushi roll, reimagined as a modern cylinder of, quote, crab with a K, salad in spicy mayo atop a crispy rice cake, capped with a couple of tempura shrimp. Okra poppers are marred only by the fact that the whole pods tend to slip out of their crunchy casing. A smoked tomato and spinach salad, on the other hand, with a warm candied ginger bacon dressing and delicately crisp fritters of creamed feta, is an unqualified success. Those cherry tomatoes don't look smoked, but wait until you taste them. Things get a little dicier when you venture outside the appetizer selection. If you order one of the more elaborate burgers, the kitchen sink, say, with black forest ham, thyme and red onion mayo, NC hoop cheese, candied bacon, shoestring potatoes, and fried green tomato, you might not even notice that the burger itself doesn't appear to have been seasoned at all. The flaw was all too evident when I ordered the Apex burger, lettuce, tomato, and pickled onion, one night. Given a chance to make amends on a subsequent visit, the burger once again lacked seasoning. Entrees, too, are a hit-or-miss proposition. The chicken was dry, even the dark meat, in the cast-iron chicken entree I ordered recently. Not as dry, though, as the pulled pork and black-eyed peas, yes, both, in the barbecue bowl. Or the mac and cheese I ordered as a side on another occasion, available as a $2 upcharge that isn't listed as a side dish option. Let's just say I was glad I hadn't splurged on the $23 main course offering of lobster mac and cheese. But the shrimp and grits are a keeper. That's tempura battered shrimp, mind you, with stone ground cheese grits and a miso ginger garlic sauce. So are the fish and chips, as long as you're not persnickety about authenticity. That's a panko crust on those fingers of haddock. Sesame salmon, nicely seared and filmed, with a well-matched and mercifully not overwhelming mirin soy glaze, is better still, garnished with a sprinkle of black and white sesame seeds. It's tempting to say that seafood is the kitchen's strong suit, though instinct tells me execution would improve across the board if the menu were pared down somewhat. That said, the place has been busy every time I've been there, and I wouldn't bet against success over the long haul. Scratch Kitchen is run by veteran restaurateurs Jeff and Meredith Cromenhook, who operated a variety of restaurants, including Mexican, fresh local seafood, and Latin Asian fusion, on St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands before moving to Holly Springs in 2017. For their first venture in these parts, the couple teamed up with Jonathan and Maggie Pierce, owners of the Mason Jar Tavern and Mason Jar Lager Company, whose brews you'll find among the 24 draft beers on offer at Scratch Kitchen, served in mason jars, naturally. Given their combined track records, I would not bet against them. Again, Scratch Kitchen and Tap Room is located at 225 Salem Street in Apex, and their phone number is 919-372-5270. First Take, Pizza La Stella shines bright in Cary for Italian food, by Ron Wynn from NC Triangle Dining, and published on January 31st. Pizza La Stella is located at 1389 Kildare Farm Road in Cary. Their phone number is 984-333-0773. While I'm a huge pizza fan and pretty much love it all, there's something about Neapolitan pizza that just hits the spot for me. Between the tender, fluffy crust, tangy tomato, and fresh mozzarella, pizza purists tend to focus on great Neapolitan pizza. So color me curious when I heard Pizza La Stella was launching a second location out in Cary. I was familiar with their downtown Raleigh location, but felt they spun the concept of Neapolitan pizza too far from its origins to take them too seriously. There are very specific guidelines around Neapolitan pizza, and most restaurants take some liberties around them. But I was hopeful heading over to the new Pizza La Stella Cary in hopes that would prove to be fulfilled with its new chef, Massimo Di Lascio. Conveniently located off Kildare Farms Road is where you'll find the new Pizza La Stella. Located in the old Hurricanes Bar and Grill across from the very busy Trader Joe's, this parking lot gets slammed, but thankfully they are located on the quieter side of things. A neat little patio with umbrellas sits to the side with lights strung out overhead. Probably a great spot for a meal once things warm up. Inside, Pizza La Stella is decked out in dark woods along with a few TVs. The decor is modern cafe, and there's plenty of space to stretch out in, including a side bar and side dining room. Italian songs and classics are crooning overhead to get you in the Neapolitan mood. Staff is decked out in navy t-shirts, keeping the feel pretty casual at Pizza La Stella. Scanning the menu, you'll find a short assortment of antipasto, appetizers, salads, pizza Neapolitana, wings, and calzones. Note that Neapolitan-style pizza is served as individual pies and are a touch pricey at Pizza La Stella, $14 to $18 per pizza. Definitely try the meatball appetizer, which is simple but awesome. 3 thick meatballs served up seared with tomato sauce and nestled in a cast iron skillet alongside hunks of oven-roasted bread. The meatballs are dense in flavor with a rich, deep tomato sauce. Fantastic! Dipping chunks of the oven-fried bread after you're done with the meatballs is a nice bonus to finish this filling app. On the pizza side of things, I've tried their classic margherita, which sports a leopard speckled crust, nicely charred. An excellent fluffy crust with a fresh crushed tomato base and mozzarella make for a classic taste. A lunch visit shows off a more classic style of sausage pizza with a blend of cheeses on top, but it's still got that great crust. And at $10 for the lunch pizza with a soft drink, it's also a very good deal. Overall, I'd now put Pizza La Stella in the middle of the pack for Neapolitan because we've got some stiff competition out there in the Triangle. Again, Pizza La Stella is located at 1389 Kildare Farm Road in Cary, and their phone number is 984-333-0773. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Please be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138.